welcome to the podcast, your important one. What are you going to be doing over the course of this Gold Coast weekend? I know that on Saturday you've got a certain personal challenge.
Yeah, we got the Gold Coast Marathon.
Have you done a full marathon ever in your whole life? What was it like? Where do you start to feel the real hurt?
Well, they always said, you know what, it was interesting to do it because I got to the 21K and I thought, yeah, this is okay. This isn't too bad. Yeah, and my body isn't in the best of shape anyway. I don't really, when I do stuff like this, I don't really train because my theory is why be sore for the 3 months leading in? Let's just be sore for the day after.
And the ensuing how long? Yeah. How long were you sore for?
Oh, a few, it was a long time. But it was, so the 21K felt okay. Mm. They all often say you break down around the 32K and that's where a lot of people seem to pull out. A guy that I was doing it with pulled out at around 32, end up in an ambo.
Oh.
Yeah, but I kept going and it was more, I reckon it was more around 36, 38, like it was in a world of hurt.
So you still got 4 kilometres to go at 38.
And I still remember probably around the 35, 36 mark when a guy on the side of the road, because there's thousands of people lining the streets, there's music, it's fantastic. Like it is a good atmosphere. But I still remember when a guy said, "Oh, Spider, have a beer." And I couldn't even look at it. And I thought, yeah, you're in a world of hurt. You're in not a good space.
Yeah.
But that was, that was the longest I've kind of ran. Like, we've done other challenges. Here. What other challenges have you done like that? Like, we've done the 10, 15, 20K runs, like, through New Zealand and stuff with footy. You're in groups of four and you've got to orienteer and run around and do that kind of stuff.
Was that the one where you were nude?
Yeah, we ended up being nude in a lake in New Zealand. The whole 50 of us.
Rocky
50 shower. Blokes nude and we had to swim across one lake, tag a bloke, he'd run to the other side, then tag a bloke, swim across and we just had to do rotations like that.
Oh, yeah.
Name of this mountain... Like a Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah. Well, it was very, and the other disturbing thing about this is that was under...
The bike leg, there's no seats.
No. Yeah, well, somebody broke their chain. Plan. One of the guys broke the chain on their bike while they were doing it. This is no joke. And they pushed him 18 kilometres. Because they didn't want to cheat. Anyway, the most disturbing thing about this is?
Well, it's more disturbing, is it?
There's something more disturbing than 50 blokes in a lake naked.
Is the fact that... Our coach at the time was Alistair Clarkson, and now he's the most wanted coach in the AFL.
His methods work.
Your biggest physical challenge ever, what was it?
I don't know. I can't think what my biggest physical challenge was. I tell you what it was, Tuesday morning, just running 4.3 kilometres at 5 o'clock in the morning from here when I haven't run that far. Probably since 2013. That's the last time I played serious touch was 2013. And I'm 23 kilos heavier now than I was then.
Yeah.
I'm very out
of shape. It's hard work when you're carrying a bit.
I don't know. Maybe Tough Mudder, one of those ones.
How good are they?
Yeah.
They're tough, though.
Yeah. I mean, obviously touch tournaments, where you've played in mud for 4 days. And so they're obviously hard. But, Tough Mudder, I'll tell you what was the hardest thing about that.
What was that?
Was the electric shock element. I hate it.
Oh, what?
You know, you're crawling through mud underneath, in about, in about not even 30 centimetres of height. And here I am crawling along and you've got your head down because you can't put your head up or it gets caught in the wires.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, bang, I thought someone had kicked me in the head.
Yeah.
And then the person in front, then next minute, bang, in my shoulder. And I realised I was actually being shocked.
See, interesting. Yeah. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I mow the lawns down on the farm in New Zealand and I'm on the ride-on. And I'm sitting there just minding my own business and suddenly I got punched from behind in the shoulder. I turned around and there was no one there. I had no idea. I thought, what happened there? And then did it again, and I thought Shree's brother must have been just, like, punching me.
This is sus.
And I was hitting the electric fence.
Oh, no. That's what it feels like, though, doesn't it? Like, I thought I'd been kicked in the head and kicked in the shoulder.
I reckon my biggest physical challenge was I tried to eat a 1 kilo steak, and that wasn't the tough bit. It was the next day.
You damaged the Dalton a bit, didn't you?
I tell you where you needed to go on that footy trip where they were all. nude 50 men. They could have given you a hand.
Oh. Yeah, I would have been the lady of the lake. Anyway, here we go.
Robina is the noisiest suburb on the Gold Coast, Ali reckons. She wants you to take her on. Spider is utterly sick and tired of coffee orders for tossers. He wants you to ring up, tell you what you normally order, and he's going to tell you a little thing about you and your life and quotable quotes. It's where we screw up and you giggle.
Now, as you know, Spider and I actually have been walking, not together, but walking 100 kilometres in the month of June.
Well done.
For a charity, Healthy Power 100.
That's over now. That's all done and dusted.
It is over. Well,
yeah, tick it off. See you later. Goodbye, Harold.
Okay, thank you.
It's anyway. Friday or Everett. He gets a bit.
He is. Friday Everett.
We're in a new month. I'm over, Harold.
Well, you're right. We're in a new month, but I have been doing a lot of walking around my local area, which is Robina.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. And so, you know, there's a river walk that goes between Robina Town Centre and the parkway, and there's a whole bunch of apartments that line the centre, and I guess their view would be Robina Town Centre.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that where it's lovely.
Is that where the Robina Pavilion backs onto?
No.
Okay.
No, different area.
Different spot.
No, it's near the town, so Herman's, you know.
Herman Vorster. Yeah.
Herman Vorster's city council area.
It's Hood.
Anyway, don't get hooked up on that, all right?
Okay.
I want you to have a listen to what I recorded whilst walking along that river walk the other day.
Council meeting. Is Hermit?
It's not a council meeting.
Name's not Hermit. It's Herman.
It's not Hermit.
So I believe they're called waterfowl. So it's a black bird and it's got a tiny red beak. Mm. But I was walking along just minding my own business thing, and then all of a sudden I was thinking, oh, those poor people that live in all of those apartments.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Can you imagine? That would just be keeping them awake at all hours. And I thought, this has to be the noisiest suburb on the coast.
Yeah, We've got a bird alley.
So there you go. I want to challenge everyone.
In Madrabar, there's a bird that sits on the line outside my house. And as the sun starts to come up, he goes, Blue Hotel! Blue Hotel! I'm not joking.
Hang on. Where are you? Are you sitting on your couch at this stage? And how long have you been
there? And does he have a white sports coat and a pink hand?
Very good question. Very good. Okay.
What's noisy about Madrabar, Flynn?
That bloody thing. And the idiot,
Hotel.
And there was a guy last night trying to blow up a V8 motor in Madrabar. He was fanging. He was so loud. I was thinking about nipping down to the shops to get some chocolate.
Yeah.
And I thought better of it because there was a hoon.
Yeah.
He was loud.
For us, I reckon.
Now, hang on. Are we talking where you used to live?
Hope Island Road. Okay. Hope Island Road. Mm-hmm. When they think, there's a couple of people there got their Ferraris and their fast cars and they try and do 200 miles an hour in between the roundabouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
they have cockies at either end who watch out for the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's an operation and a half. I reckon I live in the noisiest suburb on the Gold Coast after completing 100 kilometres of walking this month. And I was walking along the River Walk, it's called, and have a listen to this. And there's all, it's lined
like
with all of these apartment blocks.
I can nearly, in Century Cove, honestly, like when the sun's going down, a heap of cockatoos, and we're talking hundreds of them, all taken off at once. It's frightening. Do they get drunk on things they eat or something like that?
Yeah, maybe they do. I think they do.
The nuts, and they just go wild every night, about 4:35 o'clock, and then they're just bonkers.
You know who might rival that is those sparrows or birds that nest at Burley in the pine trees at the beach there. Have you ever been down there at sunset?
Yes. Yes.
You can't hear yourself speak.
Well, we throw it out to the Triple M family on 1300 925 666. Can you rival Robina as the noisiest suburb? Pete's here.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Good. Pete and Pimpamar, come on. Challenge me. Do you think you live in the noisiest Gold Coast suburb?
I think I do, and I know I do because I moved.
Okay.
So I was living in a suburb being Pimpamar on a street in Pimpamar that would have been the noisiest because there were rare petrol heads left, right and centre.
It
would be all hours in the morning screeching around. And then we had a neighbour across the road who would wake up at 5:30 on a Saturday morning and decide to sit there and rev his car up for 2.5 hours.
No. Make, are you joking?
And I'd be sitting there going, come on, man, it's the only day I get to sleep in.
Okay, there we go. A vote for Pimpama.
Thank you, mate. Okay, Ruben. Pack of screws on the road to fix that.
Morning, yeah. Ruben.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. What is the noisiest suburb on the Gold Coast? Who are you putting your vote in for?
It's got to be Labrador.
Why is that, mate?
Mate, got a neighbour. Little fella, I think he's about 6, playing the drums.
Oh, you win.
Yeah. Is he any good?
He can make a racket. That's
a no.
Ruben Labrador, I think, is winning at the moment.
I think he's a clubhouse leader.
Thank you, Ruben.
Corey and Coomabah. Corey, put your vote in. Noisy suburb.
There he is.
I think living next to Corey would be the noisiest. Come
Who
on.
Wins?
Hello.
Hello, Glenn.
What are you on?
What's the noisiest suburb?
Yeah.
All right. You get it's in Talabudra. You guess where. All right. These are the noises that I hear. Whoosh, whack, four. Ah, shit.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay.
What would that be?
I think golf. It's near driving range for a golf course.
I'm like, I don't know, do you?
Hey, Corey's different, isn't he?
Well, I was actually thinking, do you live next to a late night establishment?
Spider spray.
You only go, oh, all right, because you know you're the king of this, and I'm talking about toss pots and the question. No, the Gold Coast is full of them, and I'm talking about those questionable coffee orders that people put in at the moment, and all they're doing, they're just trying to keep up with the Joneses. Let's try and make out something ridiculous to make us sound and look cool. But you don't. You look ridiculous. I judge you while I'm sitting in the back of the line listening. You are an absolute A-grade toss pot. You are a group one toss pot. Have a listen. I'm happy to chuck my daughter under the bus.
Oh.
Hang on. Well, hang on. You tell me you can't judge her. Right. If you heard somebody ordering this in front of you.
Hello, my name's Anae. I like an iced latte on oat milk with sugar-free caramel syrup.
Toss pot.
Sugar-free.
I've never heard about those things.
She wouldn't be able to get that order everywhere, would she?
It's stupid. It's just ridiculous.
It sounds like a Zarafa's order to me.
No, they don't have Zarafa's where she grows up, which is even worse. So I don't know where they get... But all these people coming up with these ridiculous orders, and you have four people going to have four completely different orders, which then delay the time. You go down to a coffee shop now, and you try and wait, just a couple of minutes for a coffee. No! You've got to wait hours. You've got to wait so long for a coffee order because this person's got to have that and this person needs that and then they need this and then they need that. It is becoming ridiculous. All I want, I reckon the Gold Coast just needs a coffee shop where you drive through and they have one type of coffee.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Nick off. But you know what?
Yes.
You're going to get that coffee in the next 30 seconds. It's going to be hot. It's going to be nice. You can't tell me 15, 20 years ago when all these toss pots were growing up that they were going out ordering this array of absolute garbage when normally they would go there and say, you know what, I'll have a white and one. White and one settled the whole world. And then we got, taken over by all these coffee snobs that only order it to outdo their friend to say, my coffee's better, my coffee's better. I've got a list of better things in my coffee, which they don't even like. They only do it for Instagram and for photos. So for coffee people out there, let's get one coffee shop, one coffee, and everybody can live the same and not have to wait an hour and a half for some jargon that you don't even enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Now,
sorry.
Are you serious? Thing, I am absolutely. You know what I want to do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I want to see the Gold Coast out there ring 1-300-925-666. That's right, 1-300-925-666. Ring up with your coffee order.
And you'll go get it. Oh, good idea.
No, you won't. No, I'm going to judge them. I'm going to tell them.
Well, gee, it sounds tempting.
I am going to.
I
am going to tell them the kind of person they are. I'm going to give them some honest feedback.
This is the coffee court of law, okay?
Wow,
if you feel like Spider has got out of the wrong side of the asylum this morning, call 1-300-925-666.
Yeah, all right.
Come on. Come on, your espresso, piccolo, mocha, latte, cappuccino drinkers.
Macchiato. Sorry, 1-300-925-666. your coffee order, and Spider is going to judge you.
It's time for Quotable Quotes.
Well, like we said, it's, I suppose, the lowlights that you guys, and maybe me sometimes, do during the week. We like to highlight.
You're amongst it this week, Al. Can we play you? Because we play this magnificent game. It's called Last One Standing.
Yep.
And every morning around about 6:20, and you're about to award the prize, which was a great concert they were able to go to.
Jack Johnson tickets. Oh, no, sorry.
Have you just done the same thing again? What have you done?
The Rock of Ages.
Those Who Rock was the prize.
Yeah. Have a listen anyway. This is it.
Have a go. On Sunday night, you're not going to be watching the tennis. You're going to Last One Standing. Sorry, you're going to... You might be the last one standing if you're there till very late. You go to Those Who Rock, I got one job.
Yes, one job and you just...
Stuffed it twice.
Oh, my goodness.
But this is the Russian doll stuff up.
If you ever want someone to outdo you with quotable quotes, then just look to my right, Peter Spider Everett. We do a thing called Name That Year where it's a great quiz every morning just after 5:30. And you ask, I play audio and I say, hey, what year is that from? And today it was a birthday.
New advanced night repair from Estee Lauder.
So Estee Lauder was born on this day. Oh, what year,
Ellie.
Though, Estee Lauder?
Oh.
I'm going to go...
She's not alive now.
No. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is it
that.
A person?
I'm going to go...
You've got me.
I'm going to go...
I thought I had no idea. Thank you for that.
You never disappoint me. Is Estee Lauder...
No.
Was she a person?
I thought it was a trick question.
You know what? I've got a question. Is Spider Everett an actual person?
Are you real?
Hey, oh, what year was she born?
1906.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
So well done, Spider. Brings us to Caller of the Week.
Oh, you ripper.
Now, we were doing a phone topic on when have you sent the wrong text to someone.
Text or email.
Or email. And predictive text can be a problem.
Yep.
As we found out.
Yeah, I work in sales and customer notified me of a site they had in Brisbane at Carina that was closing. So I had to send an email to customer service team to close the site down. And predictive text changed Carina to vagina. So all the ladies in the customer service team got an email saying close your vagina.
One night.
Amazing.
Oh, an accident is good advice.
That has got him. That has got him the meat tray. Select and save from Bermuda Butchery's new meat cellar. Q Super Centre Mermaid Waters.
Stop it, Flan.
Brilliant work. So
sometimes
that,
the prize is the joke.
Quotable quotes at our caller of the week.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great wet weekend. I know it's going to be wet. If you get a chance, have a look at a Netflix mini-series, 6 episodes called Anatomy of a Scandal. Sienna Miller, it is brilliant. Enjoy your weekend off.